And welcome to African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones, and I'm here with you every 2 weeks. And tonight on African Rhythms, I'll be joined by my brother, not as a sibling, but a fellow lover of the music we all love. He's coined the term New World African Music. And he was the first person in Canada to have an all-black music radio show. That was 1966, and the show was called Groovin' Blue. And aired on CFOX, then called CKLG-FM. Those who have followed the music will know my guest tonight as Bill Ryda, who now goes by the name The Mole of Soul. And Bill and myself tonight will be selecting all the music for the show, so it's a very special show. And welcome, Mole of Soul.
Testing 1, 2. How are you doing?
Oh, just great.
Well, we do. We love the music, and I think that's the key to it, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
David and I met, I guess, what, about 4 years ago?
It's been at least four, maybe 5 years
that's
now.
right.
Yeah.
That's it. We
Yeah.
love the music. And so, actually, I was on the show, what, once before, right?
Yeah,
And it was
you were
a...
on my debut show
Oh, is
on
that right? Was that the
CITR.
debut show?
Yeah, I believe
Oh, I didn't
so.
know that.
Yeah.
And I guess... Just having, busy schedule and things
Yeah,
like that.
it's been a long time, but it's
Yeah.
wonderful to do a show again with you.
And the neat thing is that David and I sort of both follow the same course. There's a lot of people who are purely reggae. They just love reggae and they don't like acid jazz that much. And then there are the acid jazz people who just love acid jazz and
The soul
don't.
guys.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
but I think with David and I think we see it as
The whole perspective.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When it wherever Africans were brought to as slaves, be it Brazil, Cuba, America,
Yeah.
Puerto Rico, wherever.
Well, it's really nice to see now the Brazilian and the Latin stuff finally getting its due and mixing in with the acid
Well,
jazz.
I know you love
So,
Brazilian music.
yeah, and we'll
Yeah.
be hearing some of that later. We're going to hear the full perspective as usual on the show, but
I'm excited.
yeah. But on a sad note, with the recent death of Phyllis Hyman, we're going to start the show and tribute and let's make the whole show a tribute to Phyllis
Yes,
Hyman,
a
I think.
wonderful, wonderful
Yeah,
vocalist.
with her unfortunate death at, I believe, in her mid-30s. But this is a track from, I guess, 1991, which was her last album, although I think there will be a new album coming out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but anyway, to start the show, when you get right down to it, Phyllis Hyman on African Rhythms.
You lay inside like fire. Oh. fortune smiled on you today,
just today.
Someone put that smile on your face,
smile,
leaving you with a good, good feeling, one you can't erase. Someone finally took his place. When you get back down to it, you're not in love with him.
Yes, a wonderful singer.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing, you know, every time you heard Phyllis Hyman, you wondered, why isn't she a star? I mean, why don't people know her?
Yeah, I mean, she was certainly, you know, on the caliber of Patti LaBelle and Dionne Warwick and other people who have now, you know, got the major recognition, Gladys Knight, you know, a lot of our favorites.
In a way, we could kick ourselves because we both had the thought coming here, damn, you know, we should do a Phyllis Hyman tribute.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we only brought that one CD.
Yeah, we only brought the one CD, but in the future, we'll have to get to that for sure. Because, she's one of those singers that just doesn't get the respect. And another, Mr. Sam Dees. Now, I mean, when we talk about our favorite singers of all time, you know, Sam Dees, songwriter, really, musician, you know, somebody that's is finally getting the recognition,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you say,
yeah,
with the British release. You know?
Well, you know how the Brits love him. I mean, he's
a star.
He's put on a pedestal like Bobby Womack.
Yeah. Yeah, and Otis Clay himself was saying it to me when I met him in Vancouver, that he goes over to England and, you know, Sam Dees is a star and they treat him like royalty, and it's wonderful, you know, to have that kind of respect for the soul music today.
Now, right? We should tell everyone that we're not going to speak as much as we've spoken in the last 5 minutes. It's just that, you know, we just want
to warm you up.
Yeah, we want to introduce ourselves because this is the first time that I think, second time really, that David and I have done a show together. Just to pay tribute to Phyllis Hyman, and now, as David says, one of the unsung heroes, a fellow that's written so many records for people, Sam Dees.
Mr. Sam Dees, we always come back strong.
Don't need to be out of line.
Your father is a pusher man. Yeah, you see, he's doing all he can to teach you the right way. So maybe one day you'll be the same way. And your mother is a solicitor. She's always on the corner trying to make some money for tomorrow's meal. Child of the streets, yeah, yeah, yeah. Will you end up dying? Your family tree. Tell me what you're gonna do, what you're gonna do, what you're gonna do, do. You say your brother won't do himself no harm. Well, what's that he's sticking in his arm? You say he's gonna be all right, but he might OD before the end of night. Yeah, your sister used to be real sweet until she started hanging out in the street. It's mother like daughter, father like son. Child of the streets. Well, 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 well. Will you end up like your family tree? Tell me what you're gonna do. What you're gonna do. Gonna do.
Originally from The Show Must Go On, considered the greatest soul record of all time, the Van Gogh of soul collecting.
And an album that you gave me, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, and we finally, it's been reissued in Japan on CD, and there is a British issue also, but it doesn't have all the tracks, entitled Second to None, which, thank you, you got for me from England.
This is a mutual congratulation.
Thank you.
If people want to phone in, what do they do?
822-CITR, if you want to talk to the Mole of Soul. I'm David Love Jones, and you're listening to African Rhythms.
Guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find a love within. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in the day. From your love, you see, I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. Some people go around the world for love, but they may never find what they dream of. What you won't do. What I would not do. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. I know I what you won't do, do for love. You tried everything, but you won't give up. In my world, only you make me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do. What I won't do for love, what I won't do for love.
Yes, a beautiful summer song, Hot Summer Love, Angela Wimbush.
David Love Jones, you've turned me on to so many good pieces of music. I've never heard that before. Wonderful. What is that?
Well, thank you, Bill. That's off her album of last year.
Fabulous.
Yeah, hey, Bill, listen, I believe you got a track for us.
Yes, I got something especially because, you know, when you collect music, a lot of times there is kind of a, what would you call it?
A void?
No, not a void, no. You know, where one fellow says, have you got this? I got this. Have you got that? What's that called?
A glaring omission?
I think it is. But when I was in England, I got a thing by Cosette Morgan, and it was a CD single called Killer Blues. It's
on your recent trip over there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 2 weeks, which was wonderful.
You met some pretty amazing soul people up north there.
Well, all of those guys in England, you know, yeah, northern soul guys who just love them, and they're so knowledgeable too.
Yeah, it's wonderful the music we've learned about from them. You
this
know?
Thing is out of Cleveland, Ohio on Nina Records. It's a CD single, and like all CD singles, they always say from soon to be released album, right? And then you're looking for the album, you can never find it.
That's right.
This is Cosette Morgan, and it's called Killer Blues.
CITR presents the 6th Annual Under the Volcano Festival, Sunday, August 13th in Kate's Park in North Vancouver. Come dance in the sun to the sounds of local reggae acts Bounty Hunter and Ihiala. Watch a traditional First Nations war canoe demonstration. Hear the rhythms of Lillooet hand drummers and Canada's first all-female taiko group, Sawagi Taiko. Get energized with San Francisco's all-female Mud Women and Victoria's punk trio, Fracas. featuring three stages, info booths, artisans market, kids area, organic food vendors, and much more. Call 984-ARTS for info or to volunteer. Activate yourself. Be a part of this year's festival.
You're listening to African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones, and my very special guest, the Mole of Soul. And next, Mole of Soul, we've got a very special Gene Rice cut.
Yeah, cut I don't know about. And I mean, David Love Jones, if I don't know it, ask David Love Jones, he'll know it for sure. But you say that you haven't got this album.
No, I never got around to getting it. I heard a lot about it when it came out.
What do you think
91.
The name of it is, you were saying?
I think possibly You're a Victim. But yeah, I never got the album. I've got a couple of singles by him, but a singer of some merit who's obviously in the future going to go in directions and go down
and if anybody does,
as great as Luther or
yeah,
any of them.
And if anybody does know, they can give us a call at
822-CITR.
Scream and holler for me.
You're gonna get served, baby.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, Washington, D.C. based Gene Rice moved to L.A. and under producer Stan Shepard. That's when he found fame. 1991 release. As I say, David Love Jones and I don't know anything about it, so if you want to call us, you call the number. You're the one that knows the number.
Hey, that's my part.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to write it down so I know.
822-CITR. And Bill, I think I've got the perfect song to take us into a more up-tempo groove. This is the great Lamont. The great who? The great Lamont Dozier, songwriter for Motown and then solo artist. And this certainly combines soul with the African rhythm, and it's called Going Back to My Roots.
822-CITR.
Yes, Mall of Soul, very much in the African rhythm tradition. Lamont Dozier, what do you think of that?
Well, great. You know, I hadn't heard it before. I must admit, I thought the Odyssey record of this was the original.
Yeah, I guess that was a sample from the piano anyway.
Right, yeah.
A lot of that going on. But, you know, there's a new guy on the scene. Just been reading about this guy in the last week or two. D'Angelo. I think you're going to like this one, Bill. So we'll play this one, and then let's get back to some more of your tracks that you brought along. But the track is called Brown Sugar here on African Rhythms.
Shade, blood burgundy. The way that we kiss is unlike any other way that I be kissing. When I'm kissing, what I'm missing, won't you listen? Brown sugar, babe. I guess high off your love, I don't know how to be. Pretty bitty with persistence. Yo, I don't think y'all hit me. Brown sugar, babe. I guess high off of love. Don't know how to behave.
That's D'Angelo.
D'Angelo?
I call him D'Angelo, you call him D'Angelo.
D'Angelo is the name, I believe.
That's nice.
Yeah, that is really beautiful.
That's brand new, eh?
That's brand new.
Distract you from your doodling? We know how you feel. VASA, the Visual Arts Students Association, is here for you. You can submit your masterpiece for our upcoming show, attend a talk, behind-the-scenes museum tour, or workshop about developing your professional practice, or even just come hang out. Check out our events on facebook.com/vasa.ubc, or even our Instagram and Twitter, and join in for our weekly drawing challenge.
CITR 101.9 FM. Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located on East Mall between Brock Hall and Irving K. Barber. If you buy a bike from us, bring it back to us when you're done, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took good care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you. Yeah, you heard me right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs. For more information about our buyback policy, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Thank you. just make music, harmonizing ecstasy.
Wonderful track, Bill, I must say. A couple of great tracks you picked there.
I'll be sure, James Ingram, El DeBarge, and Barry White. From the Quincy Jones album, Back on the Block, it's the last cut, cut 14. If you think I'm gonna be good to you, if you think I like what you do, show you right.
Very soulful.
And this is going out tonight to a lady that called in, Rusty, riding around in her Jeep tonight. This is going out to you, Rusty. We're thinking about you all the time.
Mole of Soul, we're going to get into the Brazilian groove. We've been talking about it all night. Flora Purim. Recently, somebody I've been listening to a lot, I don't know about you, but a woman of multi-talents.
Whatever you listen to, I'm not far behind.
eye to eye, as you would say. Flora Purim, humble people. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on your dial. The show is African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones, and I'm here every 2 weeks. Special guest tonight until 9 o'clock, the Mola Soul.
Skulls Hall Talk Radio.
And down at the Piccadilly Pub every Thursday night, the bottle with Clarence and myself spinning the tunes.
Que manga com nuvem. konga jambulu ya kulakia.
Representative song of the show, incorporating African rhythms, soul, funk, and the whole knowledge of African music from around the world, and that's from Brazil, Flora Purim and Erto. What did you think of that one, Mola Soul?
Well, just wonderful, and it's another album that I have that I really haven't listened to. You know, there's just so much stuff to listen to.
Isn't there?
Yeah. What's the name of that album?
Oh, that's Humble People, Flora Purim. It's from about 10 years, or about the 6, maybe 7 years old now, on the Concord affiliate label.
You know, I was going to say the same thing that you said about her as a Brazilian artist, about the George Duke. That is the consummate American, African, New World African music.
The way he incorporates the Latin and the Brazilian angle and the soul and such a knowledge and understanding of all of it. Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of music we crave and love, I guess.
For people who care about it, it's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock, and this is CITR. And if you want to call us, and thank you very much for all the people that have called, 822-CITR, what's next?
Bill, you got a good one here. The Urban Nights, we've both been grooving on this one over at my house. And what a monster CD, Ramsey Lewis, Grover Washington Jr. if those two names alone mean anything to you, you'll have an idea of the kind of grooves going on here. Track is called On the Radio. Urban Nights.
Isn't that nice? You find a lot of people doing that now. A lot of top guys. This is Ramsey Lewis and who else, David, isn't in that group?
The Ramsey Lewis kind of groove, yeah. Oh, so many are still doing it, especially on the GRP label, which a lot of our favorites have been on over the years, certainly starting to get the credibility and respect, even with the acid jazz people.
Now,
that
I think
jazz
you,
funk kind of sound.
You wanted to dedicate something to a pal
of
yours.
My friend Pauline, I'm going to dedicate this acid, or should I say Latin, acid Latin, Latin tune. This is Bobby Matos, and it goes out to you, Pauline.
This is the one that the basic melody.
Yeah, Mandrake Psalm and Soul's Samba. That was an incredible cut. Mold of Soul.
Yes, I believe you were the one that got Basics Records to bring that in.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I heard, I guess, about a year ago that that got reissued, and it was my mission to get that record at any cost or any way. So eventually it did come in. And speaking of Elusive Records, the Rhythm Stick CD,
now,
which
have
from some years
this?
Ago. I don't even have it, you know.
Now, you know, David Love Jones, see, this is what I don't understand, you know, David Love Jones. No, I mean, now I'm writing down things that you're playing, and I told you about Rhythm Stick. I also told you that Rhythm Stick was the number one jazz record in 1990.
I do remember you saying that.
And you still haven't got it.
It just shows you just how much music is out there, and
this
there's always something that's elusive.
This one is your favorite singer, Flora Purim.
Oh, my gosh.
Written by Morashir, Santos. It's a thing called Nana by Rhythm Stick.
A glaring omission from my collection.
Well, the time has come for me to tell you the story of this song, also about the composer of this song. His name, Moacir Santos. Once I asked Moacir, how did you get inspired to write the song? And he told me, I was meditating by the sea when I saw a vision. And he proceeded to ask me, have you seen Nana? Have you seen Nana?
Thank you.
is the show with Bill Ryder, the Mole of Soul, DJ Zigzag, and that was back in 1996. I'm David Love Jones. I'll be back next week here on African Rhythms. CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. Peace and love.
UBC Africa Awareness Initiative is a student-run organization that advocates for a greater inclusion of Africa and African-related issues in UBC academia and social life. Some of our major events include Dioko, UBC's largest African dance party, Culture Night, a celebration of African culture and diversity, and Conference Week, where our goal is to foster more intelligent and intellectual dialogue about Africa on the UBC campus. With this in mind, we hope to contribute towards creating global citizens with a more informed perspective of the continent.
Do you like the sound of your own voice? Are you a student that has a lot to say about the University of British Columbia?
If so, there is a place for you.
The UBC Affairs Collective is a brand new collective at CITR 101.9 FM that brings students together to cover campus.